Jerry Bader's show, 953. A friend clarified what he meant by the Charles Manson analogy. Manson controlled and influenced his followers with personal contact. People can now be influenced to the point of murder remotely. Sounds like something from a conspiracy novel. And what's frightening is talking about the two 12-year-olds that tried to stab to death and their victim is fighting for life. 12-year-old friend because they were doing it for Slender Man. What's frightening is how dispassionately and void of remorse they recounted to authorities what they did. They're a couple of little 12-year-old sociopaths. How did this happen? And how did the parents not miss it? Or how did the parents miss it, not see it? It's a combination of things. Children are exposed to so much dark stuff these days, and I think a caller made a brilliant point. You're sitting there watching, I mean, Grimm. Jason and I watched Grimm. Imagine a 6-year-old, 7-year-old watching that, Jason. Well, no, but I said imagine. I know you watch things that you do after, you know, so did I. Well, my daughters are 18 now. You know, it's different. But even Orange is a New Black, which, by the way, 3 days from season 2 being dumped on Netflix. Well, I do. I do enjoy it. And I'll admit, it's really heavy duty. And I think we're underestimating how much of the stuff, not just on TV, but online. We're not the same society we were 20 years ago, and we're not realizing kids aren't able to cope with this stuff. Vicky and Shauna. Vicky, how are you? The Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, you made a good point about how we're not the same society as we were 20, well, we're thinking about 40 years ago. And the story about these two girls reminded me when I was 11 and I was over at a friend's house. And do you remember the Ouija board? I mean, that was like, whoa, but they tried to play a trick on me and we played it and they said, they conspired to say, oh, something bad's going to happen to you. And I was terrified. I was in tears. And they said, oh, no, we're only kidding. But now these two girls, I mean, the way the internet is and what's out there, it's really scary because now kids are becoming soulless. No, like you said, sociopaths, no conscience, and they don't care. They have no remorse. Can you imagine when they become adults? So the internet has opened a world of, and you can't monitor these kids all the time. They have their mobile phones. Their parents can't do 24/7 all the time. It's just a real scary place to be now, society.
I will say this. Thanks a lot for the call. This reminds me of, leave it up, Jason. This reminds me of the TV series The Following with Kevin Bacon, where this actual murderer becomes a cult hero. And he's like a Manson in the digital age, where he's real and he recruits people and they do these things for him. But with internet, anybody can be part of it. And that's what I stopped watching. I watched 3 episodes. I thought, you know what? This is too heavy for me. A listener with whom I normally disagree writes, okay, so how did this happen? One, the parents. Most have abdicated that role for decades. You, Mr. Bader, seem to be an exception. You are correct about mealtime communication, etc. But also, look at what you watch on TV. That does not happen much in the majority of households. I use the word households instead of home because that is true. No more homes, but a lot of households. Number 2, church. This no longer happens because of the institution of religion itself. Who but the foolishly devoted will listen to what Catholic priests have to say? See, I disagree with that. That, yes, the Catholic Church mishandled a systemic crisis. I agree with that. But that's not to say that religion no longer is a moral authority. All right, we've got about 45 seconds to take one more call on this segment. Bernie in Wausau. Bernie, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got just one small comment. I think part of the reason that these kids are coming up with these schemes to do this stuff is because the electronic devices that they spend the time on, if they didn't have those things, they probably would be outside playing like we used to when we were kids. There's too many things to take away from being a kid.
You know, and it's interesting that's your point, Bernie, because we just got an email from a listener and said, where are the liberals now looking for internet control?
I don't believe in that, but
well, no,
they should
be outside
playing.
Well, right. No, you're absolutely right. But what is a bigger threat to kids today? The influence of the internet or guns? I'm talking when you take the population as a whole. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.